Hello and welcome to today's The Weight Mates podcast, the place for sustainable and comfortable weight loss practices and stories. I'm your host, Christopher. So we're at episode 22. And if you remember last week, we talked about how to talk to loved ones about your weight loss journey. We also included some examples in the situation that you don't have someone to talk to. And that was all good and the episode did really, really well. So I figured there's obviously the other side of that story, which is how to talk to someone that should lose weight in order to be healthier, right? So that's something that we're going to dive into today. Before we do that, though, make sure to grab yourself a glass of water or some kind of low-calorie drink so that you can enjoy this podcast episode without, you know, sabotaging your own weight loss journey. Today, I've chosen for a glass of water, a low-calorie drink, and a cup of tea. I still have all three of them, and I'm slowly finishing each one. That always helps. Like I said, how do you talk to someone that you know should lose weight in order to be healthier? First off, ask yourself the question, is it my place to say something, right? If it's not a close relative or if it's not a very close friend, 9 out of 10 times, it won't be your place to say something, right? And you should definitely avoid it because equally, right, I know I wouldn't appreciate it if someone I simply knew or maybe just a friend of me would tell me, hey, I think you should lose weight, because, well, that wouldn't be very nice now, would it? So make sure to answer that question first. Now, is it my place to say something? If it is, right, then you have most likely already tried before, right? But you know the problem, right? This friend or family member, they're overweight or underweight, and you kind of try talking to them before, but it just doesn't work out. But all you really want for them is to live a healthy and long life, right? But it just seems like no matter what you're trying to do, it's like you can't motivate that person to start working on their health. And to be honest, that's true. You can't, right? There's simply no way to force someone else to get healthier, to become healthier, right? It needs to come from within themselves in order for them to take it seriously. So in my experience, 9 out of 10 times, the reasons why people are reluctant to lose weight is because they either don't have the right information to lose weight, they don't fully understand the kind of supports they can get from you or from someone else in order to lose weight, and they're scared of failing, right? And I mean, fear of failure is something that holds us back in many parts of life, but for weight loss, it's also a very big part of it. So let's just attack those three reasons in order. So the lack of information, right? So 9 out of 10 times, people just don't know where to even start, right? I didn't know where to start. All I knew is that I was 16, I was overweight, and I wanted to lose weight, right? So you start Googling how to lose weight. And then before you know it, you'll get onto all kinds of websites and they'll all be contradicting and whatever. And none of them will really be, you know, holding to science in order to help you lose weight. So it's not something that is very uncommon. So if you do know someone and they just simply don't have the right information, that'd be the place to start, right? Because they'll have a bad experience in the past, maybe that doesn't help either, right? And the general stigma around weight loss is that it's incredibly hard, right? Which it doesn't have to be, right? So all of that together can be super demotivating. So if you provide them with the right information, then that might take away this whole problem, right? For example, this podcast series is filled with lots of information based on science. And so that can be a great place to start. If you could only recommend one episode from all of the episodes I've uploaded so far, I would recommend that this person listens to episode number 7. It's titled Start Today. And that is really the place in order to start today, right? It really quickly goes over all of the points that people should keep in mind and the things that you can do today in order to get started. Because in the end, you need to make sure that these people know that even if they have the right information, that losing weight is a process of learning and improving, right? Stuff will go wrong, right? Even with the right information, stuff will go wrong. And that's okay. It's about learning about those mistakes, but I'm going to get back to that later on as well. The second reason for people not wanting to lose weight when they really should is that they just simply don't understand what kind of support they can get, right? So what you should do next time you talk to someone about it, right, you should ask them, What is it you need from me, right? What is the thing that I can give you to make this whole weight loss journey easier or to help you out with it, right? Do they require emotional support, right? Just someone to talk to? Do they require accountability, that if they're, you know, if they're going to take a drink that doesn't fit into their budget, that someone says, hey, are you sure, right? Or do they need physical support in case of exercise, right? And maybe sometimes people don't need anything. Sometimes all they need is for someone to just be there, and that's it. And then they'll call upon that person if they need any help, right? Because often weight loss feels like this very lonely journey, and that's not okay, right? Because especially when people aren't aware that it's okay to require help, right? They kind of try to do it all by themselves, right? They try to, you know, kind of just go on this journey and not ask for any help at all, right? Which is really, really hard because it's not that easy, right? So, in all honesty, it could be a team effort instead of doing it solo. But people don't realize that when they start because they don't think that other people will help them out, right? When, from my experience, all the people I've talked to about my weight loss journey since the start of January this year, they have been nothing but super supportive, right? And always trying to help out. And especially if, you know, if they recommended something which I knew was wrong, right? Then I could just explain it to them. They would, you know, they would accept that and they would go, okay, well, all right, I'll note it for next time. So make sure that this person you're trying to help, make sure they understand that it's okay to ask for help. It's probably going to be necessary to ask for help and that you are the person to ask that, right? Because you're trying to help them out right now. The third reason why people find it hard to lose weight, right? People that you love and people that you care about, is that fear of failure, right? Because potentially they're scared of failing again, right? If they've had previous attempts at weight loss and they didn't succeed, starting to try again now can be super, super hard because what if they fail again, right? The embarrassment and the disappointment that other people will feel can have this super paralyzing effect, right? So make sure that, again, you let this person know, hey, I'm here for you. I'm here to help you through it. And even if you do fail, that's okay because we're going to learn from our mistakes and we're going to keep going because that is what breeds success, right? Because you can fail, right? You're most likely going to fail. And then you could quit, right? And fail completely because that's what true failure looks like, quitting. Or you could take your small failure. You could say, okay, what I tried, it didn't work. But what if I change it this way? And then it will work, right? Or then it might work. And then you try that and you keep going until you find something that works for this person. Because knowing that and knowing that it's okay to fail, it kind of takes the pressure off, right? There's no longer this super high pressure on this person to succeed the first time or the third time or the sixth time, like I said in the last episode. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as you learn from those mistakes and then keep going, there's nothing wrong with that. So make sure that that person knows that. Because ultimately, like I said at the start, you cannot force people to start losing weight. It's just, it's not how it works. People will shut down. They will shut you out. Because no one likes to be forced to do anything they don't want to do. Right? So it has to come from themselves. There is no other way. And in order for their efforts to lose weight, or to gain weight in case they're underweight, in order for that to come from themselves, that needs time, right? And it doesn't need pressure. You can't hammer on that every single day of every single week. That you just need to give it time, okay? And in most cases, if this person is extremely overweight or extremely underweight, then, you know, there's obviously some form of time pressure there. But if there is, right, there are some things you can do, right? There are some things, some extra things that you can do in the meantime until this person realizes that there's something they should do about their health, right? So the main thing you can do is to lead by example. Even if you don't have to gain weight or lose weight, you can still lead by example. Because you can make small changes to become healthier yourself. Even if you're within a healthy weight range, there's definitely stuff you can do to still become a little bit healthier. For example, you could drink an extra glass of water every day, right? Or order less takeout. Or take this person that needs to lose weight and take them out for a walk every now and then, right? Or for a person that needs to gain weight, give them a bit more of a calorie-dense drink, right? Because in the end, you know, it's about making very small changes that show this other person, hey, what I'm doing, you can do that too, because I'm here to support you, right? If you take an overweight person that you really, really care about, and you take them out for a walk every now and then, right? It doesn't have to be a long walk, right? Because there's all kinds of issues that come with long walks when you're overweight. So take them for a short walk. Don't put any pressure on it. Don't emphasize that it's in order to lose weight, right? Just go out for a nice walk, a bit of fresh air, right? Allow them to clear their minds, okay? And do not rush them. Because then, slowly, they'll start creating healthier habits with you, which might actually be the opening that they need in order to start losing weight or to start gaining weight. And that's what you want, right? So in conclusion, you can't force someone to get healthier, right? Lead by example, right? Because you can't expect someone to lose weight and you're sitting there eating takeout four times a week. It's just not fair, right? And in the end, give them time, okay? And soon enough, they will realize that there are some things they can do in order to lose weight, okay? In a completely healthy and comfortable way. Now, if you or someone else needs a bit of extra help in order to start losing weight, feel free to reach out to me, either on my socials, Instagram or Twitter, with the handle @TheWeightMates, or through email over on christopher@theweightmates.com. You can definitely reach out and we can put together a customized package that works perfectly for yourself or for someone you're trying to help. Okay? So, I hope that this episode really helps you with helping someone else that you really care about with their weight loss journey. I want to thank you very much for listening, and I hope that you have a great day.